Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh is now the clear frontrunner for re-election. He received more than 60% of the votes cast in the preliminary election yesterday. His November opponent will be Boston City Councilor Tito Jackson, who got about half as many votes yesterday. Jackson was once a supporter of the mayor, but now is attacking nearly all of the Walsh administration agenda. Joining us now from Seven Hill, where he's greeting voters this morning, is Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. Good morning, Mayor, and thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you very much.
Mayor Walsh, you received more votes than all other three candidates combined in the election yesterday. What does that tell you?
I don't know what it tells, really, other than we had a good day yesterday. We did a lot of work leading up to the primary, and we had a great organization out there working yesterday. I'm grateful for the folks that came out and voted for me. I'm also grateful for the folks that came out and voted for everybody yesterday. I think it's important that people go out and express their democratic opportunity and their obligation.
Why do you think you won by such a big margin?
I think that, and I've said this all along, we have a record to run on. We've been talking about that. We've set numbers for record affordable housing being built in the city of Boston. We've set records for housing being built in the city of Boston. We've improved our schools. Our quality of life's better. Our public safety's. We're working with community policing and doing better community policing than most places in the country. So I think a lot of people like the way Boston's going, and we're going to continue to send that message, and we're going to continue to grow on that.
Despite those achievements, I know you're aware of the criticisms of Councilor Jackson and others about economic disparity in the city. How do you respond to that?
The economic disparity isn't just in the city. It's in the country, and I think there's a big issue. We've worked on it to close that gap here in the city of Boston, and we're going to continue to work on that. And I think that, other cities and towns will follow suit to what we're doing. This problem of income inequality is a nationwide issue. We talk about it at the U.S. Conference of Mayors, and I think it's important for us that we understand that. I think that the council has been critical of me for the last, several months here, pointing different things out. But now that there's two of us in the race, it's going to be more than criticism. You have to come up with plans and talk about how you're going to close that achievement gap, how you're going to close that income inequality, how are you going to work on building housing. You can't just, it's easy to say things, but you need to make sure you push forward and make sure that you put plans out there.
Councilor Jackson is critical of funding cuts to Boston public schools. He says more money is needed. You think this is true?
We've made record investments in our public schools in the last 3.5 years, and also we put together a plan for spending $1 billion in our facilities over the next 10 years in the city of Boston. So as we continue to move forward, we've had gains in our schools. We have more kids learning in level one and level two schools. We've expanded universal pre-K. We've raised our graduation rates in high school. We've also provided free community college. So a lot of good things have happened. So I look forward to having that conversation as we move forward.
City of Boston has a lower crime rate than most other U.S. cities, but there are people in some neighborhoods who don't feel safe here on a daily basis. What are you saying to them?
We're out there working every day to make the streets safe and try and get as many guns and violence off the street as possible, and we're going to continue to do that. I mean, I think that in the city in the last 4 years, violent crime is down, property crime is down, and one thing that is down also is number of arrests, and that's down because of police doing a lot of resolution. We have some more work to do, and I think one of the reasons for strengthening our school system and offering free community college is to give young people pathways so that they're not hanging around, they're not getting into trouble. We got to continue to do more of that.
What's your chief criticism of now your chief opponent, Councilor Jackson?
I'm not focusing on the criticism. I'm trying to focus on the positive, and we're going to pass our message along there today. And for the next 6 weeks, we're going to talk about what we've accomplished and what we plan on accomplishing in the next 4 years.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition today after the preliminary election yesterday.
Thanks, Bob.